Dangerous Vikings. The Enchanted Castle by Peter Godhart. Translated by Amelie Bischoff. Narrated by Catherine Moran for Saga. Hi, my name is Anna, but my friends call me Pop, or Plop if they are mad at me. I love music and singing and dancing. Hi. People call me Mane, but my real name is Siri. I love animals, all kinds of animals. My biggest wish is to get a horse.
Hi, I'm Stick, but my real name is Caroline. I love reading and watching movies. I'm the one who makes sure we never get into too much trouble. I am also the one who is telling you the stories of our adventures. In our town, there is an old house that everyone calls the castle. It is a very strange place, where the most unbelievable things can happen.
1.
You have to come and save me, Pop moaned on the phone.
Save you? What happened? I asked.
Save whom? Mane exclaimed.
Is it Pop? What is she saying?
The two of us were sitting in my room, and Pop had just called my cell phone.
I can't leave the house, Pop said.
Is the door deadlocked? Then jump out the window, I suggested.
No, not like that. It's because I have to look after my little brother,
she explained.
The kindergarten is closed today. They are away for seminar, and my dad did not think he needed to take the day off. So now, I am trapped here with a 4-year-old. There should be a law against this.
I'm sure it is not that bad, I said to get her to calm down.
Easy for you to say, she snorted. You have no idea what Magnus is like when he is bored. Pester, pester, pester.
Mane took the phone out of my hand and said, Calm down, Pop. We are on our way. 10 minutes later, we were at Pop's house. Our town is not very big. It is quite nice sometimes.
Oh, you guys are angels,
she cried as she let us in. Her little brother was sitting on the floor surrounded by a lot of toys. Hey, Magnus, I said. Those are some really cool Lego blocks you have there. I think little kids are cute, usually. You just have to meet them where they are.
Do you want us to build you something? Mane asked. A farm where all the animals can live?
He shook his head and said,
A police station.
Okay, then we made a police station. Meanwhile, Pop went to get juice and cookies for all of us. Between the blocks, I also found some Lego men with uniforms and caps. Here are some of the cops who live in the station, I said.
And robbers, he demanded. There has to be some robbers that the police can catch.
This is his thing lately,
Pop said.
We read a picture book to him about Officer Pig who caught the rat gang. It was a big hit.
She sat down in front of him and asked,
What do you want to be when you grow up, Magnus?
A cop, he said proudly. Then I can catch robbers.
That is great, I said. Then we can sleep safely. While Magnus played with his Lego men, the three of us were talking and eating cookies. In the middle of everything, Pop's dad came home.
It looks like you were having a good time, he said.
I left early today. It was not a problem after all. How did looking after Magnus go?